news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:06, FM Talk 106.5 on the way. Kelly's got her headlines, plus we'll get into some of the national news with Secretary of State Pompeo and Tom Cotton, the senator, both talking tough against Iran as the tensions are ratcheted up there. Plus, a story from late last week, former ALEA director Spencer Collier arrested in Daphne. Plus, we'll check in with Kane for traffic, Dr. Bill for our forecast, and we'll do it all right here on a Monday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department now working in action off of North Pine and Dolphin Street. And state troopers still there at Chinchilla, Georgetown Road, and Highway 45. As we're starting to see heavier traffic along Airport, Cottage Hill, also Government and 65. No problems across the Bayway and the Causeway. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service. Proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk106.5.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama. 7:08, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Yet another Waffle House robbery, this one in Mobile in the wee hours. We'll talk more about that coming up. Right now, Kelly's got more headlines on Mobile Mornings.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Moves out of Montgomery this morning as Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has appointed new members to the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board. On June 7th, the governor sent appointment letters to Walter Bell of Mobile, Melissa Morissette of Mobile as well, and Colonel Alan C. Spencer of Tuscaloosa. The new appointees will replace the three outgoing members whose terms had expired. In a letter to the new appointees, the governor said, quote, "I have made honesty and integrity a priority in my administration, and I know that you will embody these two virtues while serving the people of Alabama." The appointments are effective immediately, but are subject to Senate confirmation. The legislature is not scheduled for another regular session until next year. These appointments will last until 2022. The victim involved in a fatal vehicle accident this weekend has now been identified as 65-year-old Timothy Flynn. He died Saturday in a two-vehicle crash in Clark County near Jackson. Flynn is from Gainstown and was killed when his SUV that he was driving collided with a compact vehicle just before 5 p.m. That wreck happening on Walker Springs Road. The driver of the other vehicle has been identified as 29-year-old Antonio Hunt. He was also injured and taken to the University Hospital here in Mobile. State troopers continue to investigate this fatal crash. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Old Time Feed understands what it takes to make that seed, plant, and animals grow to be strong and healthy. They have all the tools and materials you need to make your lawn, garden, and pets the very best they can be. Old Time Feed, still in Fairhope on Greeno Road, where they're always happy to see you.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man has been arrested and charged with shooting into an occupied vehicle or building. 28-year-old Xavier McConnell was arrested. He was booked into Mobile Metro Jail just after 9:30 last night. News 5 has contacted Mobile Police for details about his arrest. Hours before McConnell's arrest, Mobile Police responded to CC's Pizza on Airport Boulevard for a report of shots fired. They took a suspect into custody near the intersection of Airport and Hillcrest Road. A man is on life support after he was hit by lightning. It happened at the corner of Corner Street and Shelby Street. Street. That's in Mobile's Africatown community. Charles Jackson was on his mom's roof making repairs when he was struck. The bolt of lightning damaged the inside of the home as well. Construction begins today on a road project along one of Mobile's busiest roadways. About a one-mile section of Cottage Hill Road from Azalea to Japonica will be closed today. The city will begin work on a drainage project. Drivers are asked to use Azalea Road, Highway 90, and Demetropolis Road to get around that construction. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The law firm of Taylor Martino in Mobile is aggressively pursuing a lawsuit against the 3M company for selling faulty earplugs that were distributed to American servicemen and women. If you have experienced hearing loss or tinnitus as a result of using these earplugs, you may have a claim.
Hi, I'm Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino Law Firm. I'm also a Marine. If you were issued the 3M earplugs and served in the military from 2003 to 2015 and you have suffered a hearing loss or tinnitus, which is permanent ringing in the ear, then you have a claim and we want to help you. The federal government has already established that 3M, the manufacturer of this earplug, defrauded the government by selling defective earplugs. So if you're a veteran, you've served your country from 2003 to 2015, and you have hearing loss or tinnitus, you have a claim and we want to help you. And all you have to do is just Google Taylor Martino Law Firm, Mobile, Alabama, and you'll find us.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Auburn baseball on the brink of elimination in the College World Series. Team USA wins their second in the World Cup. And Gary Woodland wins the U.S. Open for his first career major title. It's 7:13 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association. The Auburn Tigers lost a heartbreaker in their first game of the College World Series last night. The Mississippi State Bulldogs rallied from a three-run deficit and scored four in the bottom of the ninth to defeat Auburn 5-4. It was Mississippi State's 28th come-from-behind victory this season. Edouard Julien put the Tigers' first three runs on the board with a 429-foot two-run homer in the second inning. That tied the all-time mark for the longest home run in College World Series history. Then Julien added an RBI single in the fourth inning. The Bulldogs got one run across home plate in the sixth inning to make the score 3-1. Then the Tigers scored another in the eighth to retain that three-run lead. Then in the ninth inning, the pitching fell apart for Auburn. The Bulldogs were only struck out once, but they put six on base and scored four runs to complete the comeback. In other College World Series games from the weekend, Vanderbilt defeated Louisville 3-1 in yesterday's opener. On Saturday, Michigan upset Texas Tech 5-3, and Florida State upset Arkansas 1-0. Today at 1 o'clock, Arkansas will face Texas Tech in the first elimination game of the series. And then at 6 o'clock tonight, Michigan will face Florida State in the winner's bracket. Tomorrow at 1, Auburn will try to keep their championship hopes alive in an elimination game against Louisville. And then at 6 o'clock, Vanderbilt will take on Mississippi State. In golf, Gary Woodland won his first career major title at Pebble Beach with a 2-under 69 in yesterday's final round. Woodland capped his weekend with a 30-foot birdie putt that put him at 13-under for the tournament, three shots ahead of second-place Brooks Koepka.
Got it! Gary Woodland has won the U.S. Open.
Koepka was trying to become the second golfer in the past 114 years to win a third consecutive U.S. Open. He began the final round four shots behind Woodland and birdied four of his first five holes to get within one of the leader, but cooled down later in the round and finished with a 3-under 68. Xander Schauffele, Jon Rahm, Ches Reavie, and Justin Rose all finished tied for third at 7-under for the tournament. Tiger Woods had a couple rough days over the weekend and finished tied for 21st at 2-under par. After the round, Tiger hinted that he won't play another tournament until the British Open at Royal Portrush on July 18th, saying, quote, "I think I'm going to take a little bit of time off and enjoy some family time." The U.S. women's soccer team beat Chile 3-0 on Saturday, picking up their second victory of this year's World Cup. Carly Lloyd scored in the 11th minute, setting a record by scoring in her sixth consecutive World Cup game. Then she scored again in the 35th minute to become, at the age of 36, the oldest player to score two goals in a World Cup game. Julie Ertz scored the other American goal in the opening half. Both the U.S. and Sweden enter the final round of group play with 6 points from 2 wins. The Americans right now possess a vastly superior goal differential. They'll face each other on Thursday before advancing to the knockout round. In minor league baseball yesterday, the Mobile Bay Bears beat Mississippi 6-2, ending the 6-game road series with a win and an even 3-3 split. All teams are off today before tomorrow night's All-Star game in Biloxi. Bay Bears outfielder Brandon Marsh, catcher Jack Kruger, and pitcher Ryan Clark will represent Mobile in the All-Star game. Bay Bears will be back at home on Thursday for a 5-game series against the Jackson Generals. In the major leagues, Josh Donaldson homered for a third straight game, and the Atlanta Braves crushed Philadelphia 15-1. That was the Braves' highest run output this season. Atlanta now leads the National League East Division over the Phillies by 2.5 games. In NBA news, the Los Angeles Lakers and New Orleans Pelicans finally agreed on a trade that will send Pelicans 6-time All-Star Anthony Davis to L.A. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reported that the Pelicans will receive Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, and 3 first-round picks, including the 4th overall pick in the 2019 NBA draft. According to Wojnarowski, the deal will be completed on July the 6th. The American Softball Association began their second season on Friday night with a doubleheader at Pat Hicks Softball Field in Satsuma. Team Mobile USA swept their 3-game series over the Performance Lab to quickly take their spot atop the standings. The U1 Pro Ballers beat the field twice in their 3-game series. They now stand in second place 1 weekend into the season. Coming up this Wednesday night, for the first time ever, the ASBA is taking over Jaguar Field at South Alabama. The doubleheader begins at 5 p.m. Wednesday with the field taking on the Performance Lab, and then at 7 o'clock, Mobile USA will face the E1 Pro Ballers. You can find out more and buy tickets at asbasoftball.com. 7:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. Let's look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Wrapping up accidents now at North Pine and Dolphin Street. That's with injuries. Also, state troopers still on the scene of an earlier one at Chinchula and Georgetown Road on Highway 45. Just waiting for the records. Been a good ride so far along Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt and 65, and no problems across the Bayway. Daphne, Spanish Fort, you're clear. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday in downtown Mobile from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. See them at special events, Mobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, already warming up, 78 now at our studios, heading for high in the upper 80s, but obviously the humidity's back, and so are the thunderstorms. Details coming up with Dr. Bill Williams in just about 12 minutes. Right now, Kelly's got her headlines.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Probation over. Federal Judge Keith Watkins has approved ending the probationary period for former Alabama Governor Don Siegelman 1 year earlier than planned. The U.S. District Judge ended Siegelman's supervision on the recommendation of the senior probation officer for the Middle District of Alabama, who notified the court last Tuesday that Siegelman had complied with all of the rules and regulations of supervised release and was no longer in need of supervision. Judge Watkins approved the request that very same day. Siegelman was released from a federal prison in Louisiana in February of 2017. He served his last 6 months of a 78-month sentence on home detention in Vestavia Hills and then started a 3-year period of supervised release in August of 2017. Now, back in 2006, a federal jury convicted him of bribery for appointing the HealthSouth founder, Richard Scrushy, to a state hospital board in exchange for he arranging $500,000 in contributions to Siegelman's campaign for state lottery in 1999. Scrushy also was later convicted. The body of a missing diver, he'd been missing for days, finally located Friday morning by search and rescue teams. Authorities are not releasing the victim's name yet, but we do know the man was in his 40s, and he'd been using homemade diving equipment that he'd made, which was also found in the boat in Chickasaw Creek at Williams Brooks Park. The man went missing around 5 p.m. last Wednesday. Search and rescue crews from Daphne Fire and Rescue used sonar equipment, and the Alabama Marine Unit also assisted. Authorities responded to that area after someone reported that the diver had not resurfaced after some time. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 723 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Yeah, well, we're talking about folks that have been in the employ of the state that have got themselves in a little bit of trouble. This one here recently, got a lot of people leaning. It was early last week we talked about an article at AL.com, the interview with Spencer Collier about quite a few things in there. But at the end of it, there was at least a couple sentences that made it seem like Spencer Collier might have thrown his hat in the ring for AL1, mm-hmm. for running for that office. And then the news breaks on Friday with the story of an arrest made in Daphne. And then a lot, but the arrest is one part of it, but you'll hear there's more details in the story. This from Friday's WKRG newscast. Here's Debbie Williams.
Yeah, he's charged with making a false report to law enforcement involving the fraudulent use of a credit card. He was turned himself in earlier today. He bonded out on a cash bond. Now, in a statement to News 5, he says that he filed the report after his son used that credit card at a local hotel. He did not know his estranged wife had given him permission to do so. He went on to say, I have no doubt I will be exonerated, but the entire episode is embarrassing. I wish to apologize to the Daphne Police Department and also express my gratitude for their professionalism throughout the entire incident. Now, the day before his arrest, this order of protection was issued against Spencer Collier. In it, it claims that he suffers from depression, anxiety, is a danger to himself and to others. And as you mentioned, he is retiring from the police chief's position in Selma. That will be effective July 30th. Ironically, that's the same day he's scheduled to be back here in Daphne to face these charges in court. Live on the Baldwin County Beat in Daphne, Debbie Williams, WKRG, News 5.
Just a couple of days ago, Collier confirmed he and former Alabama Governor Robert Bentley have reached a settlement. Collier filed a lawsuit claiming Bentley wrongfully fired him in 2016. Right after that, he accused Bentley of having an affair with aide Rebecca Mason, and that touched off a scandal that eventually led to Bentley's resignation. Before his time at Aaliyah, Collier served in the Alabama House representing District 105, which covers South Mobile County.
All right, so there's a story from Friday, and it's like anything that it's not just the Bentley administration, but let's just say, let's narrow down here. So many stories from the Bentley administration that are still ongoing here. And let me add another wrinkle into it. So the tease here, the idea that he would get in, Spencer Collier, who's been on this show, he's been on the show at length during the investigation and the outfall of the demise of former Governor Bentley's or his administration. He's been on, Spencer Collier, been on the show quite a bit. Obviously a name known to us, South Mobile County guy. But this is an interesting wrinkle here. I think that probably takes that name out. I could be wrong, but I would guess it takes that name out for AL1. But let's stay with the same theme. Former Governor Bentley still toying with the idea of throwing his hat in the ring for Senate 2020. Okay. As we've talked Senate 2020, I had Tommy Tuberville on the show last week. Mm-hmm. On Friday on the Midday Show, you can go back and check that podcast out. It'll just, if you want to go find it individually, you go to fmtalk1065.com, click the podcast tab, and go Midday Mobile Friday, and you'll get it there. Or if you subscribe at iTunes or Stitcher, or if you're subscribing through Spotify or TuneIn Radio, the podcast will be waiting for you right there. So you can get the podcast, you can check that out. And that's the announced candidates. Bradley Byrne was on with us, of course, AL1's congressman running for Senate. You have Art Moody in the mix. You know, you have these people that are for sure running. Then you have the maybes. Mm-hmm. And the maybes are people like former Chief Justice Roy Moore. He may be in. And then still, former Governor Bentley says he's toying with the idea. So before you send the text, because every time we do this, somebody says, I thought he signed part of this agreement that got him out there that he wasn't going to be able to run for office. You are correct, but semantics are important. He can't run for a statewide office. The way that was written, and there's been some argument back and forth on the nuance in that agreement, but the way it looks like it was written, Bentley can't run for any state office, but he can run for an Alabama federal office. He can run for House or Senate. And so that's still there. I don't know who'd be giving money to his campaign. I don't know who'd be backing him, but he keeps talking about the idea. You and I first heard about that during the inauguration this year.
Right.
You know, remember that? So it was the inauguration back in February or late January up in Montgomery. Governor Ivey gave her speech and the whole nine. Everybody gave the speeches. And in the grandstand there, they have an area reserved for former governors of the state of Alabama. It's protocol. You invite the former governors to come. And you had former governors sitting, ones that weren't in jail. You had former governors sitting there watching this. And then at a event after it, I was told by a source that they said something to Robert Bentley. So, you know, why are you here? Instead of just saying, hey, I was invited because it's protocol. He said, I'm here because I think people see me as a viable option for Senate 2020. Hey, man, stranger things have happened. We'll wait on that one. So the hangover of the former Bentley administration continues to be part of the news cycle. 729, we'll check in with News 5. Dr. Bill's on the way as well.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A woman is recovering in Northwest Florida after she was shot twice last night by a man in a domestic dispute. Crestview police tell News 5 when they got to the home on West Bowers Avenue, they found a 32-year-old woman had been shot and a 19-year-old man with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Both people are in critical condition. An infant was in the home during that incident but was not hurt. That's all still under investigation. Alabama has three new license plates coming next month. The Alabama Department of Revenue says plates for colon cancer awareness, prostate cancer research,
and Thank Alignment have exceeded a minimum of commitment requests. The plates cost an additional $50 and will be available July 1st. The College World Series resumes tonight. Arkansas faces Texas Tech. Loser goes home. Auburn is now in a must-win situation after collapsing versus Mississippi State. The Tigers held a 4-1 lead over the Bulldogs in the bottom of the ninth inning last night. Mississippi State would rally, scoring four runs to give them the 5-4 lead. The Tigers face Louisville in a win-or-go-home game tomorrow. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
A few years ago, I decided to buy a Liberty Safe to protect my valuables. I never dreamed that my house would be broken into. What they couldn't break into was my Liberty Safe. I am so thankful I bought the safe. It's worth every penny. I highly recommend Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Protect your valuables with a safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and get 12 months no interest financing. I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe.
As tensions between Tehran and Washington grow, correspondent Barbara Starr reports from the Pentagon that putting U.S. troops on the ground so far appears to be off the table.
Sources are telling us, look possibly for more Patriot missile batteries, more ships, more fighter aircraft. All of this to build up this current strategy, which remains defense and deterrence of Iran.
The Iranians say they were not responsible for last week's attacks on two tankers in the Gulf of Oman. Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg has taken himself off the campaign trail as the South Bend, Indiana mayor responds to an officer-involved weekend shooting.
It is important to open channels of communication to try to be clear on where the city is, even if we don't find ourselves in the position to be able to say or do much right away.
Buttigieg says lessons learned from past officer-involved shootings guided him back to the city to reassure residents. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. The IPO market faced its first major test since the disappointing debuts of Uber and Lyft and passed with flying colors. Investors eagerly snapped up shares of three companies that went public last week: cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike Holdings, online pet supply retailer Chewy, and freelance services marketplace Fiverr International, and pushed them all up 50% or more. Slack Technologies is expected to land a valuation in excess of $18 billion when it debuts this week, more than double its private valuation just last year. Genius Media Group depends on Google's search engine to send music lovers to its website stocked with hard-to-decipher lyrics to hip-hop songs and other pop hits. Now, Genius says its traffic is dropping because, for the past few years, Google has been publishing lyrics on its own platform, and some of them lifted directly from the music site. Google denies wrongdoing. On Wall Street, futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Oh no, we're out of coffee again. Wait, was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Already 78 at our studios. And Dr. Bill, the sticky air has returned. The normal air has returned and ushered out that dry air we enjoyed last week.
Yeah, it really came in yesterday. We had Saturday, it turned out pretty good. But
the humidity came in, and yesterday we got to 92 degrees, but the heat index was over 100, so that's an indication that that has become very uncomfortable. And that's going to be the way it, the entire week. We're going to be normal for this time of the year, and that is very humid, and with temperatures getting up to near or exceeding 90 degrees each day. Now, today, we've got a chance of a few thunderstorms. There were a few yesterday, but expect a little more activity this afternoon. And we'll see a high today pretty close to 90 degrees. Tonight, there's a slight chance that we will see a shower or a thunderstorm, low 70s. And then tomorrow, with an upper air disturbance moving through, we'll see an increase in thunderstorm activity. So tomorrow, partly cloudy, but a very good chance for thunderstorms in the afternoon, possibly some developing by late morning. And high tomorrow will stay in the upper 80s. Now, looking ahead to the rest of the week, Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon, high in the low 90s. Thursday, a very good chance for thunderstorms, another disturbance moving through in the upper atmosphere. So Thursday, temperatures in the upper 80s with scattered and numerous thunderstorms. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the thunderstorm activity tapers off as high pressure builds over our area and in the upper atmosphere also. And when the thunderstorm activity decreases, the temperature increases. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the highs will be in the lower 90s.
Dr. Bill, tropics, how are they looking right now?
You know, we're doing pretty good now. We're into the middle of the month of June. And it's quiet across the Gulf of Mexico. The Caribbean looks good. And some clouds and clusters of some thunderstorms out over the Atlantic, but nothing organized at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast and a look at the tropics exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. By the way, I took a little peek forward to the marine forecast by the end of the week. Now, this may change. This may change you know, several times, but right now, it isn't pretty. 4 to 5 foot seas by this coming weekend. So, you know, we'll see. It's another rough weekend. Last weekend was Saturday. People got out for the Stripers Rodeo, but it wasn't pretty. It wasn't pretty out there. Waiting for one of those good, calm weekends for sure. 7:37, we'll check headlines with Kelly coming up. And first, let's check the traffic. Here's Kane.
For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, starting to see delays form westbound of the Bayway I-10 at the Battleship Parkway exit. So be careful as we've got accidents at Theodore Dawes between Gun Road and Creel Road, and one with injuries at Dolphin and Jefferson. State troopers waiting for wreckers. Older wreckage to Chula, Georgetown Road and Highway 45. Terraform Land Company in Baldwin County offers a wide variety of services to keep your landscaping looking beautiful, from tree and stump removal to land clearing and driveways. 253-4077 and see them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Tim Cockrell of Cockrell Body Shop. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Tim Cockrell is the third generation owner of Cockrell Body Shop in Baldwin County. He grew up in the business and today employs a team of about 11 people who serve customers that expect their damaged car to be returned to them in mint condition, just like it came off the lot. And Tim has a team that can do it too. He has the right staff, the right equipment, and I'm fairly certain, a knack for great customer service. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
All right, 7:39, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Morning's headlines with Kelly on the way in just a second. Right now, y'all say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM, and let's talk about you finding that perfect vehicle for us. You're doing that right now.
I'm on the computer right now. I've got several orders I need to try to find, so I get started early this morning and see what I can find for these nice folks.
Okay, so you've got a great selection, obviously, on the expanded lot at LCM, but still open for me calling up and saying, hey, I'm looking for a diesel work truck with this many miles on it, and you'll go look.
Absolutely. Right now I'm looking for a Toyota Avalon.
Good car. Yeah, good vehicle. Yes. What about
2017 or 18 model? So,
but do people get that specific? They give you the year model they're looking for?
Absolutely. That gets you know, a lot of people want, you know, this, a lot of customers, you know, this is going to be the last vehicle they buy for a while, so they want to get exactly what they want.
All right, tell us how to get in touch with you to find the next vehicle for us, whether it's on the lot or you go find it for us.
They can come see us, Highway 90 and Plantation Road. Visit us online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM 740. Let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Senator Vivian Davis Figures says she's changed her mind on vying for the role of chairman of the state Democratic Party, saying, quote, it is critical to have a chairman of the state Democratic Party who can serve in that capacity on a full-time basis. After careful consideration, I feel that it is imperative that my voice and focus remain in the Senate and Alabama legislature. Last April, the senator announced that she would run for the chairmanship, but now she says once again she's turning her attention to helping to build the party. Nancy Worley has held that role since 2013 and was reelected last year, but the Democratic National Committee, they ordered a new election after investigation into complaints as to how last year's election had been handled. Dr. Will Boyd and Tabitha Eisner are both challenging Worley for the chair. The position ultimately is chosen by the Democratic Executive Committee. A drowning victim in Destin has now been identified as 38-year-old Carlos Rodriguez of Baton Rouge. Last Friday around 2 p.m., Rodriguez was seen struggling in the Gulf of Mexico just off Gulf Shore Drive. Bystanders attempted to help the man, but they also were pulled underwater and they were unable to get to him before he lost consciousness. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Papa speaking. Not really. This is Chuck Nylander with Harbor Communications, but I know what you want. You want a locally owned phone and internet provider that cares about you and delivers the best services for the best value. At Harbor, you're not just a number. You are part of our family of customers, and we care. Our friendly sales consultants will work with you to determine the best value products that are tailored to your needs. Take advantage of our spring into summer savings and get our iTalk VOIP phone handset for just $29.95 per month with no install fees. Additional term discounts may apply. Monthly phone service includes the phone handset, unlimited domestic long distance, auto attendant, replacement service, and a host of additional features. Best part, add or delete phones as you need on your account anytime. I encourage you to learn more about our spring into summer savings at harborcom.com. That's harborcom.com. At Harbor, it's always about the customer. Certain restrictions may apply, taxes and fees not included.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man has been arrested and charged with shooting into an occupied vehicle or building. 28-year-old Xavier McConnell was arrested. He was booked into Mobile Metro Jail just after 9:30 last night. News 5 has contacted Mobile Police for details about his arrest. Hours before McConnell's arrest, Mobile Police responded to CC's Pizza on Airport Boulevard for a report of shots fired that took a suspect into custody near the intersection of Airport and Hillcrest Road. A man is on life support after he was hit by lightning. It happened at the corner of Corner Street and Shelby Street. That's in Mobile's Africatown community. Charles Jackson was on his mom's roof making repairs when he was struck. The bolt of lightning damaged the inside of the home as well. Construction begins today on a road project along one of Mobile's busiest roadways. About a one-mile section of Cottage Hill Road from Azalea to Japonica will be closed today. The city will begin work on a drainage project. Drivers are asked to use Azalea Road, Highway 90, and Demetropolis Road to get around that construction. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
paid non-attorney spokesperson paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention military vets and current soldiers who served between 2002 to 2016. Have you or a loved one suffered hearing loss or tinnitus after serving or while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces? You may be entitled to compensation. 3M, the manufacturer of earplugs made for combat, recently paid the government $9.1 million to settle a False Claims Act case for knowingly selling these defective earplugs for over a decade. Specifically, the United States argued that the manufacturer knew their earplugs were too short for proper insertion into users' ears and that the earplugs could loosen and therefore didn't perform properly or reduce noise the way they should have. If you or a loved one suffered hearing loss or tinnitus after serving or while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces, you need to choose the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the most compensation for your injuries. Call the Sentinel Group now for more information and a free case review. Call 800-670-3180, 800-670-3180. That's 800-670-3180.
Auburn baseball on the brink of elimination in the College World Series. Team USA wins their second in the World Cup, and Gary Woodland wins the U.S. Open for his first career major title. It's quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Auburn Tigers lost a heartbreaker in their first game of the College World Series last night. The Mississippi State Bulldogs rallied from a three-run deficit, scored four runs in the bottom of the ninth to beat Auburn 5-4. It was Mississippi State's 28th come-from-behind victory this season. Edouard Julien put the Tigers' first three runs on the board with a 429-foot two-run homer in the second inning that tied the all-time mark for longest home run in College World Series history. Then Julien added an RBI single in the fourth inning. The Bulldogs got one run across home plate in the sixth inning to make the score 3-1, and the Tigers scored another in the eighth to retain that three-run lead. Then in the ninth inning, the pitching fell apart for Auburn. The Bulldogs were only struck out once. They put six on base and scored four runs to complete the comeback. In other College World Series games from the weekend, Vanderbilt defeated Louisville 3-1 in yesterday's opener. On Saturday, Michigan upset Texas Tech 5-3, and Florida State upset Arkansas 1-0. Today at 1 o'clock, Arkansas will face Texas Tech in the first elimination game of the series, and then at 6 o'clock tonight, Michigan will face Florida State in the winner's bracket. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Auburn will try to keep their championship hopes alive in an elimination game against Louisville, and then at 6 o'clock, Vanderbilt will face Mississippi State. In golf, Gary Woodland won his first career major title at Pebble Beach with a 2-under-69 in yesterday's final round. Woodland capped his weekend with a 30-foot birdie putt that put him at 13-under for the tournament, three shots ahead of second-place Brooks Koepka.
Got it! Gary Woodland has won the U.S. Open.
Koepka was trying to become the second golfer in the past 114 years to win a third consecutive U.S. Open. Koepka began the final round four shots behind Woodland and birdied four of his first five holes to get within one of the leader, but cooled down later in the round, finished with a 3-under-68. Xander Schauffele, Jon Rahm, Ches Reavy, and Justin Rose all finished tied for third at 7-under for the tournament. Tiger Woods had a couple rough days over the weekend. He finished tied for 21st at 2-under par. The U.S. women's soccer team beat Chile 3-0 on Saturday, picking up their second victory of this year's World Cup. Carly Lloyd scored in the 11th minute, setting a record by scoring in her sixth consecutive World Cup game. Then she scored again in the 35th minute to become, at the age of 36, the oldest player to score two goals in a World Cup game. Julie Ertz scored the other American goal in the opening half. Both the U.S. and Sweden enter the final round of group play with 6 points from two wins, but the Americans possess a vastly superior goal differential. They'll face each other on Thursday before advancing to the knockout round. In minor league baseball yesterday, the Mobile Bay Bears beat Mississippi 6-2, ending the six-game road series with a win and an even 3-3 split. All teams are off today before tomorrow night's All-Star game in Biloxi. Bay Bears outfielder Brandon Marsh, catcher Jack Kruger, and pitcher Ryan Clark will represent Mobile in the All-Star game. Then the Bay Bears will be back at home on Thursday for a five-game series against the Jackson Generals. In the major leagues, Josh Donaldson homered for a third straight game, and the Atlanta Braves crushed Philadelphia 15-1 yesterday, the Braves' highest run output this season. Atlanta now leads the National League East Division over the Phillies by 2.5 games. In NBA news, the Los Angeles Lakers and New Orleans Pelicans finally agreed on a trade that will send Pelicans six-time All-Star Anthony Davis out to L.A. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reported that the Pelicans will receive Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, and three first-round picks, including the fourth overall pick in this year's NBA draft.
Wow.
It's a huge haul for New Orleans. And according to Wojnarowski, the deal will be completed on July the 6th. Tim Estill 8 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic centers, you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. Westbound lanes along I-10 starting to pick up near the Causeway exit and heading into the George Wallace Tunnel. Still wrapping up one at Theodore Dawes between Gun Road and Creel Road and the other one at Dolphin and Jefferson. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. It's Bay City Collision with over 40 years' experience. Trust the experts at Bay City Collision. Call 666-6516 and see them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
All right, 752 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. I want to address something, although I'm sure there's program directors I had in the past be screaming at me now, don't do anything like that, Sullivan, but not always follow the rules on how everybody else did radio. And I'm, you know, returning email after email and text after text. We know the stream is down, and you know, we appreciate so many people listen to our stream, whether it's direct through FMTalk1065.com or through the TuneIn Radio app. Right now, it's we're hoping at some point today to have things fixed. Yesterday, for like the fifth time in 12 years we've been here, a transformer blew here at, we are just west of Airport and 65. Without power yesterday, we're on generator here for the majority of all the morning shows, and like, you know, I had to come in here. I ended up on their Facebook Live video for Sip and Chew as I was trying to get them back on the air and
while
squared
you were
away.
Running around behind in the studio.
Doing my normal thing in here where I'm trying to figure out how to make this thing work when we have problems. But this has happened probably five different times. And we have, if you're asking, yes, we have battery backup systems. We have power filtering. Believe me, with the tens and tens and tens and tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars in broadcast equipment, we have them protected. But when these transformers blow here, they every time we lose pieces of equipment,
yeah,
critical
crazy.
Equipment. It's like not there's not just power out. There's not a blackout or a brownout. This is a they had to. I mean, this whole section of town over here, this was all out. And like I said, they had to replace underground lines.
Mm.
They were at one point. I saw the Alabama power linemen take a chainsaw to hedges along the back of our building. Okay, we're in a five-story building here, a lot of different offices, but we're the only people that are here Saturdays and Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they were mowing stuff down. So we're We're trying to get stuff back up and running.
Working on
problem
it.
Is a lot of the parts that we need aren't something you can run and get at the local box store as
right.
much as I, you know, love running by a local hardware store or something. They just don't have the exact piece we need. So we're working on it. Hopefully we'll have it done sooner than later. And believe me, we'll let you know. So stick with us. 7:54, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Cha-ching! Retail sale numbers are in for the state of Alabama, and these numbers are impressive. The Alabama Retail Association is attributing the increase to strong consumer confidence and a late Easter, which means shoppers, well, everyone had more time to spend more money leading up to the holiday. According to the Alabama Department of Revenue, these numbers were the strongest since 2006. Sales taxes collected in May for April sales jumped to $213.8 million for April 2019. That's up from $192.6 million in 2018. Consumers spent nearly 11% more with the state's retailers than in April of 2018. So a change in state law also led to major gains in online-only sales taxes, as the state collected nearly $19 million in sales taxes from online-only and remote retailers participating in the Simplified Sellers Use Tax Program. And across the U.S., May sales tax collections were also up by about 3.2%. The name Rodney Smith Jr., that may not ring a bell, but his kindness sure will. Smith is the Alabama man who has pledged to mow lawns for veterans in every single state of the U.S. His business is named Raising Men Lawn Care Service, and his generous efforts have gained national attention. As he continues to provide the free service to our proud vets, he says, quote, "I've come across so many veterans that are struggling to get their lawn mowed. If they served our country, we should step up for them. This is the least we can do. This is the last thing they need to worry about." You see, he traveled state to state in his own vehicle, and then Delta Airlines picked up his tickets for Hawaii and Alaska. Smith started mowing lawns back in 2015 when he was a student at Alabama A&M University in Huntsville. He's a native of Bermuda, and he came here to the U.S. in 2009 at the age of 16 and attended a boarding school in upstate New York. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks. Kelly, I've talked about Rodney in the past, and I am a big, big fan of Rodney's. You can search him out on Facebook, Raising Men Lawn Care Service. Also, Instagram. That's my favorite of his social media pages. His website, weareraisingmen.com. A slug line here, we provide free lawn care to the elderly, disabled, single moms, veterans, and we mentor kids, showing them the importance of giving back to the community. So he's traveled, like Kelly said, through all 50 states. He goes, and not only did, you know, at first he'd mow the lawns himself, mm-hmm. but now he gets local kids that see him through social media that get into the idea of giving back, and he'll set them up. There's been donations of lawnmowers over the years, and like I told him, I said, we get a family here, we'll do that for sure. We'll provide a mower for whoever volunteers to do it. But he goes around the country with his message, and he has young people go help out older folks or veterans or single moms in their community and give back by mowing their lawn and doing that and giving back and learning the responsibility of taking on a task and doing it every time. Guys, awesome. Weareraisingmen.com is his website, or just look for him on Facebook and Instagram.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A woman is recovering in Northwest Florida after she was shot twice last night by a